In this bulletin, thousands call for an end to sexism and gendered violence in Australia. Germany and France say they're taking precautionary measures against AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine concerns. And in sport, West Coast defeat Geelong in a crushing 39-point AFLW win in Perth. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Former Liberal Party staffer Brittany Higgins, who alleges she was raped inside Parliament House in Canberra by a colleague, says she decided to speak at yesterday's March for Justice rally in the hope of protecting other women from sexual violence. Ms Higgins addressed thousands who attended a rally in Canberra on Monday, calling on political leaders to make greater strides towards equality and ending gendered violence.
For so long, it felt like the people around me only cared because of where it happened and what it might mean for them. It was so confusing because these people were my idols. I had dedicated my life to them, and suddenly they'd treated me differently. I wasn't a person who'd just gone through a life-changing traumatic event. I was a political problem. Together, we can bring about real, meaningful reform to the workplace culture inside Parliament House and hopefully every workplace.
Meanwhile, Federal Minister for Women Maurice Payne defended her decision not to attend the rally, saying she does not normally attend marches. Senator Payne told the ABC both she and Prime Minister Scott Morrison extended invitations to rally organisers to meet with them privately, which were declined. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has encouraged female staffers to come forward and share their stories and experiences of sexual harassment. It comes after allegations were raised in a closed social media group made up of more than 1,300 former female Australian Labor Party staffers. Some of the allegations made in the private social media group include men name-calling and inappropriate comments, as well as pressuring women for sex. Mr Albanese has reiterated that Labor has launched a new internal review process addressing sexual harassment policies and responses, which includes new methods for complaints to be made within the party. Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1800RESPECT on 1800 737 732. Germany has joined a growing list of European countries temporarily suspending vaccination using the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Countries are reporting serious cases of blood clots in recipients despite the company and European regulators saying there is no evidence of a connection between the vaccine and the conditions. Germany's Health Minister Jens Spahn says the precautionary measure is based on science, not politics.
Today's decision is a purely precautionary measure. AstraZeneca is vaccinating millions of people in many countries around the world. We are all very aware of the consequences of this decision, and we do not take it lightly. It has always been clear to me that this is a scientific decision, not a political one.
Several other European countries have temporarily stopped using the vaccine and launched investigations. AstraZeneca says there is no cause for concern and there were fewer reported thrombosis cases in those who received the shot than in the general population. Just hours after Germany made the announcement, French President Emmanuel Macron said his country would be doing the same. Mr. Macron says the vaccine will be suspended at least until the European Medicines Agency publishes an official response. Spanish health authorities have also suspended their AstraZeneca inoculation program. And Australian authorities remain confident the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective, despite bans in some European countries. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says there is no evidence the vaccine causes blood clots, adding it is a high-quality vaccine. Most Australians will receive the AstraZeneca vaccine. The first doses have been imported, but most will be made by CSL in Melbourne. In sport, West Coast forward Imara Cameron has produced a magical second quarter to lead her side to a crushing 39-point AFLW win over Geelong in Perth. Cameron booted three goals in the space of 6 minutes during a second quarter blitz to set up the 53-14-point win at the Mineral Resources Park on Monday. The result left Geelong winless after 7 games, while West Coast now have 2 victories to their name. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 34. Adelaide, similar conditions, 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy as well, 22. Hobart, mostly sunny, 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong a shower or two developing 22. Sydney much the same 25. Newcastle a shower or two 25 degrees. Brisbane rain at times 23. Cairns a shower or two 31. And Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm also 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.